Is chazara is lezeche nishmas habachi cheskos shraga ben avram Yehuda. Sech the brachas daf chav hei. If someone has soya on his hand or on his skin, or he puts his hand into a beis akise, Rav Huna says he's mutter to link kriyishma like that based on the pasuk that says kol haneshama tahalukah. It's only the mouth and the nose that have to be in a place that they can say kriyishma. Whereas Rav Chista says it's usher to link that because the pasuk says kol atzmoisai toimarina. Every one of the limbs have to be in a condition to say kriyishma. If a bad odor comes from a tangible source, an ikur, Rav Huna says you have to just go away from that source for amis and you can say kriyishma. Whereas Rav Chista says you have to go away from the smell for amas before you can say kriyishma. There's a brisa that says like Rav Chista. He asked Rosheshes, what about a bad smell that doesn't come from a tangible source? So he said, it's not a problem, you can learn in that type of bad odor. However, like the Gemara, that's only for Torah, but for kriyishma, you would not be able to say kriyishma even in such a matzav. And even for Divrei Torah, it's only when it's someone else's bad odor, but if it comes from the person himself, he can't learn Torah with that odor. If there's soya that's passing by somebody, Abaya says you can learn Lein Kriyashma as it's passing by, Rava says that you cannot. Abaya learns it from the fact that if a Mitzayra walks under a tree where there's a Torah person there, because the Mitzayra is walking by, the Torah person does not become Tameh. So you see that the moving item, the moving Tameh item does not make it Torah. Same thing over here, the moving Tsoya would not make it a problem. Rava says that case is different. Mitzayra, it says, Bodod Yeshev Michus HaMachan Amai Shavai. So it's about being there stationary. Whereas over here, it's about the Gabi, the odor, the Pasuk says, and the Tsoya, the Pasuk says, Vahya Machanecha Kadosh. And even if it passes by, it's a lack of Kadosh. Rav Papa says the mouth of a pig is like a moving tzoya, even though that seems obvious, but we're saying even if it just got washed off in a river, still it always has that halacha. Rabbi Yehuda says if it's a suffix tzoya, it's usher to say kriyashma or daven next to it, but if it's a suffix of urine, then it is mutter. Rabbi Yehuda holds like Rav Hanunu, who says that the only urine that the Torah assers is an actual stream of urine, not once it hits the floor. Once it hits the floor, min ha-Torah, it's not going to be a problem to say kriyashma in front of it. Only the rabbanim were geyser, but they were not geyser in the case of a suffix. If there is vaday urine on the floor, until what point is it a problem? So Rav Yehuda Mishmuel says, as long as it's wet enough to moisten something. Geneva, in the name of Rav, says, as long as the trace of the urine on the floor is recognizable, then it's still a problem to say kriyashma in front of it. Maskonas HaGemara, Rav Paskins, that it's also to daven in front of urine, as long as it's damp enough to moisten something else. Gemara tries to ask from a brisa, which is mashma, at least in one part of the brisa, that even if it's not moist enough to dampen something else, still it would be usher to daven in front of it. But the Gemara says, if in another part of the brisa it's mashma, that it has nothing to do with that, but rather the time it will become mutter is when, at least when it doesn't have an outline on the ground. So there's no raya that can be one way or another from this brisa. Gemara tries to say maybe it's machlekes tanoim in a brisa. Or ends up saying that every time in that brisa holds that it becomes usher only when it's damp enough to make something else moist. The question is, how moist does it have to be? Does it have to be able to make sort of a third generation something moist, or just a one other thing moist? That's the machlekes, but everyone agrees that that's the psak. Mishnah said if he went to the mikveh and he can come up before Nates to say kriyashma yishud, the Mishnah seems to say like Rabbi Eliezer, who says that the zman for kriyashma is until Nates. Or says it could be going according to Rabbi Yeshua, and the Mishnah is just talking about someone who was doing like the vesikin, who would make sure to say by Nates. Mishnah says he should cover himself with the water. I libay roya es ha'erva. Blaza said it's talking about with somewhat cloudy water, so it's not libay roya es ha'erva. Bryce says in clear water you just go into your neck and you can say kriyashma. And others say that you cloud up the water and then you can say kriyashma. I the Tanakama libay roya es ha'erva. Tanakama holds it's not a problem. What about the fact that his heel sees the erva? The Tanakama holds it's also not a problem. Morris says if the heel sees the erva, it's mutter. But if the heel touches the erva, Abaye says it's osur and Rava says it's mutter. Others say that if it touches, everyone holds it's osur and machlekes is only by roya. The halacha of Gemara Paskins, if it touches, it's osur. If it only sees it, it is mutter. Rava says if there's soya in a glass, it's mutter to lay kriyashma in front of it. Where if there's an erva in a glass, it would be osur to lay kriyashma in front of it. Reason is, as long as soya is covered, it becomes mutter. But when it comes to an erva, you're not allowed to see the erva. So if it's in the glass, you can still see it. It's a problem. Abaye says if it's a small amount of soya, you can just spit on top of it and be mevatel it. Rava says it has to be a thick type of spit. Rava says if there's soya in a guma, in a hole in the ground, you just put your foot on top of it, your shoe on top of it, and you can lay kriyashma like that. My brother Ravina asks, what if there's soya on the bottom of your shoe? Can you lay in kriyashma like that? Teiku. Rabbi Yehuda said even a guy who is naked, you can't lay in kriyashma in front of him. I was the chiddush is that normally we think of goyim as being besar, b'chamoyim, besar ram. They're like animals. For the gabi this, their erva is an erva. The Mishnah said you have to add water before you can lay in kriyashma in it. And the Gemara says that the Mishnah means over there in that point is referring to urine. You have to put water into urine to be able to lay in kriyashma in front of the urine. Braisa says you only have to put a kol shehu of water into the urine, or Zakkai says you have to put in a revius. Rav Nachman says machloikis is when the urine was there first and then you're adding water, but if you first put in the water and then the urine came in, even a drop of water in the beginning, that's enough to be mevatel. Yosef says machloikis is when you put in initially, that over there, if you put in, if the first was urine, now you're adding water, everyone says you need a revius. Rechoy's son wasn't able to do the bias mitzvah when he got married, and Rechoy went into that house and saw that there was a sefer Torah there. He said that's what caused him not to be able to do bias mitzvah, and it even put him in a sakona, because the Braisa says that a bias that has a sefer Torah or tefillin in it, it's also to have tashmish in that house until it's either removed or put kli b'toich kli. Shulman Levi says you have to have a mechitza of 10 tefachim between the sefer Torah and the people in order to have tashmish there. Azurcha says you can only rely on that if there's no other room to bring the sefer Torah into.